Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Don.
Hey, 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 howdy. How you doing? I'm doing. I pray you're doing as well. This is February already. Whole bunch of people born in February. I'm one of them. My mother's one of them. I have a younger brother that's another one of them. There's a whole bunch of us. And February people tend to be pretty nice people. You know? Pretty nice people. But I think they're much nicer as you get further on into the middle of the month. Then we just start glowing, so to speak. So how are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? You know, I was reading Nina Stevens. Nina Stevens's Power Path, and it's last month we had to clear out, clean out, and throw away stuff and send stuff to the secondhand stores and send it to the trash and all that other stuff. And if any of you were like me, I didn't get half of that done. And this month, we should have gotten it done, because this month of that is activation. And how are you going to activate anything if you got all this clutter hanging around you, all over the place? And I mean, not only do I have physical clutter, but I have mental clutter. I have a list of things that I need to get done, and I need to get it done now or yesterday. And rather than get myself all confused and turned around and this way and that way and making mistakes like I did yesterday, I remember making airline reservations. And when I thought I was on the actual airline's website, they had rerouted me to some Best Buy people, something, whatever. And although I got my ticket, but I was very upset that I didn't get my ticket from where I thought I wanted to get my ticket from. I don't go to Kayak and all of these other types of airline, you know, discount places. I go directly to the airline itself. And I wanted my ticket to be purchased through United Air, but no, I was on some Best Buy. That's because I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing the way I was supposed to be doing it. So make sure, while you're out there trying to get rid of all of this clutter and stuff, make sure you're paying attention to what it is you're doing, because you could really get some, well, I didn't mess myself up too badly, unless these people try to steal my identity in some way, shape, form, or fashion, which I don't think that's going to happen. Because when I called their number, I wanted to know where the heck was my, where's my ticket? You got my money, where's my ticket? You know, well, ma'am, what is your email address? And when I gave it to them, when I went to my email, they had reroute, they had sent my ticket there. And then I went on United Airlines website proper and checked with them and got my seat, and what I thought was going to be a $20 cheaper ticket, I wound up paying that $20 on United Airlines website to reserve my seat going and coming back home. So that's the $20 that I thought I was saving. So don't be fooled by these websites that are going to offer you discounts and stuff, because there may very well be an underlying trick behind it. Now, Lena is saying activation. Hello, activation. She's saying that there is an aggravated energy that is pushing us towards conflict or breakthrough. New insights and new solutions, and moving us through our discontent and maybe even anger. So this energy that's causing all of this chaos and pandemonium around you may very well be inciting you to anger. But you must remember to accept this as an important energy that creates the necessary friction for a spark to take place, that ignites a circumstance, that creates a window for something new to happen and a resolution to be found, you know? So every time, whenever we get excited or we get discombobulated, it's not necessarily for a negative reason, so we have to be careful. The discontent that we feel may hit our emotional, intellectual, or our moving center, but discontent in the emotional center is more likely this month as we are still working through old emotional debris. Purely intellectual discontent does not necessarily have a charge. The charge is the emotional aspect of the discontent. And the best thing to do is to observe at first. Observe that first, then ask what it is related to. Okay? And you do that before you just go off the rails and blame someone or something. Then ask for help and support in breaking through to another landscape. So you're going to have a lot of emotional turmoil going on, but it, like I say, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a negative thing this month. This month we're looking at what we have as a passion for what wants to reignite, what demands to be activated, and perhaps something that we have denied ourselves or put on the back burner while handling life. Perhaps it's karma or some other thing. For example, if you always wanted to grow vegetables, Lena says, if you've always wanted to grow those vegetables but never had the time, Lena says, you can set a new intention for that passion this month and just go ahead and set up everything and get it ready for springtime, because springtime is around the corner. Even though it's been freezing cold out there, springtime is around the corner, and you'll be all ready. You'll be prepared for it. The core of our creative self wants to burst forth into new territory, even if we are reluctant on some level to take the leap into the unknown. So we don't know what our soul's intention, and we're going to get into the soulmates. We're going to talk about caution, soulmate ahead, spiritual love in the physical world a little bit later on in, you know, in our show, because that is our topic. But we usually start out with Lena, stuff from Lena, so that we can get the board lit up. And this is our way of waiting for the slow pokes to come online. Let me see. What else is Lena saying? The key to this is to keep looking forward instead of chewing on the past and the discontent of what did or did not happen. Now, you can get stuck there. And since the energy will activate regardless of your resistance, you may be activating something destructive instead of productive. The creativity of the month makes it possible not only to see things in a new light, but to experience a complete reset in your belief about what is possible. So please, please, please be optimistic and keep a don't know mind, because we don't know. And when you're keeping this don't know mind while in total trust with spirit, that's when things can be taken care of, you know? Because when you go into that don't know mind while in total trust that spirit can take care of things, spirit can take care of things that way. You cannot see how it needs to be taken care of. So when we trust spirit, we're allowing our creator to unfold things in front of us, and we just have to put one foot in front of the other. And it's amazing how things tend to work out. I was reading somewhere the other day how we are always where we need to be, and we always are with the people who need to be present at the moment that we're with these people. And I'll probably share that a little bit further on in the show when we start talking about the soulmate stuff. So we have to make sure to move through any resistance with grace and ease, allowing for the openings and the space for new insights, new healings, new resolutions, and growth with as much creativity and enthusiasm, optimism, humor, and fun as we can muster, because it's going to be a challenge. Now, on the other side of all of this aggravation and discontent is the potential for real growth and evolution leading to greater prosperity and self-realization. You know, sometimes it is realizing what you don't want, and what you have been missing is just the spark you need to get going. It is time to acknowledge what your passion is and allow it to be activated as a viable expression and support in your life. Now, Lena goes on and talks to you personally, so that's the general outlook. But personally, on a personal level, she says that this is a great time for healing that can take place regardless of old emotional wounds related to deprivation and the ensuing self-deprecation of our talents. So how long have you been depriving yourself of that dream that you've been longing to manifest? How long have you been carrying that wound and disappointment in your emotional body? When did you shut off the passion that fueled your desire for it? When? Well, this month has a challenge, and that challenge, the challenge this month, will be to curb your aggravation, your irritation, and resistance to what is being activated. Hold each experience as an opportunity to follow your heart and to trust that your emotional process is reconnecting you to your passion. It may not feel like movement forward, but as long as you have the intention of activating what is right for you, you will be on the right track. As far as relationships go, this is also a month where you have the opportunity to forgive. Don't get caught up in the blame game, the self-deprecation game, or the judgment game. Get neutral and get on with it. Your emotions are too valuable, much too valuable to waste on negativity as they bring power to wherever they are focused. So let's focus focus it on your passion, on your desire, or what you want and where you want it to go, where you are going. Be passionate about this, you know. One of the challenges that you may have during this month will be digestion, joints, and great swings in energy levels. So you may have your ups and your downs as you swing in and going around and going around. Now, this month also brings us, a new moon? There is a new moon this month. If I can find where the new moon energy is, new moon, and the new moon is tomorrow. So I want you to know that you have to be focused on the new moon. It's also my brother's birthday tomorrow. That new moon is very activating, and care must be taken not to project or misread the emotional content that may be coming up. Your creative energy wants to be freed, and sometimes what brings that about is a spark or ignition fueled by discontent and aggravation. The ultimate goal for this new moon is to activate and free up your creativity, so it is important that you move through the irritation and other edgy emotions as quickly as possible and keep your eye on the goal, okay? What helps is to focus on the bigger dreams and passions that you wish to reconnect with, even though they may seem very far away at this time. Be as neutral as possible about your discontent with the intention of using it as an ally for change. Keep your vibration as high as possible by doing something that is inspiring to you. Okay? And if you are still cleaning and clearing, do a bit of that today as well, or meaning on the 4th. When she says do a bit of that today as well, that means tomorrow, you know. And needless to say, the 5th, that's your Chinese New Year. So if anybody wants to look up the year of the boar, B-O-A-R, it will help you to be grounded and practical. Connect with the earth boar. Connection with that earth boar is as an ally to bring your intentions and dreams into focus, okay? So, in this emotional window, it is also very active in movement and change, so be proactive at this time so that you make it happen instead of it happening to you. Make it happen. Use your emotions to connect with what you have a passion for instead of falling into anger or blame. It's also a good time to rekindle emotional connections to important relationships. Okay? So, make it happen. Make it happen. Oh, make it happen. Instead of letting it happen to you. Well, that's a little bit of what Nina has to say. Lena, I keep calling her Nina. Shame, shame, shame. That's a little bit of what she has to say for the first half of the month. We'll do a little bit more on the 17th when we have our second half of the month show. But right now I have a lot of people that's waiting for this soul talk. I came across this the other day. It was amazing when I came across this. I was doing that clearing out and cleaning out and sorting things, and I just happened to come across something that I read long time ago. I don't know how long ago. I need to start dating this stuff that I've read many, many years ago. But I found it so interesting, I decided that I was going to revisit this concept of being cautious, because people are always looking for their soulmate. You have to be careful when you're looking for your soulmate, because your soulmate may not be a happy experience. Okay? Remember the little bit ago I was saying how these activations, moods, and emotions, we need to remember that whoever is present at the moment are the right people to be there. Because we're always saying, why did I get myself caught up in this mess, or why did this happen to me, or what's going on, and what if, what if, what if. But whoever is present are the right people to be there. Whenever we start, it's always the right time. What happens is the only thing that could have happened. And when it is over, it's over. So we need to remember that acceptance is the key. When it's over, it's over. Now let's talk about these soulmates. Now, in the book that I was reading, Caution, Soulmate Ahead, Spiritual Love in the Physical World, the author And the author is Janet Cunningham. She's co-authored with Michael Renucci. Says that there are four types of soulmates, and I took it upon myself to be able to share each one. Now, there's the karmic soulmate, K-A-R-M-I-C. This soulmate is governed by karma. So this type of soulmate is created through life experiences, and it may be the most common type of soulmate relationship. It is an individual with whom we have unfinished business, an unresolved issue left over from an earlier time in this life or in a previous existence. This may be the resolution of an incomplete relationship or an issue, a strong dissension. Yet this soulmate is the only one with whom we can resolve the karmic issue. The second type of soulmate, these are your companion soulmates. We most often think of our soulmates as being companion soulmates because they are created by sharing many lifetimes together. In other words, we understand the needs of each other's soul. We recognize and feel comfortable around their energy, and we easily create a bond that should continue to evolve throughout this lifetime and the lives hereafter. Although such soulmates make for perfect companions, they also can jolt us into the greatest learning and emotional experiences set forth in our individual life plans. Such strong experiences may come in the form of possession or control issues, jealousy, personal power, trust, and even fear. Then we have twin souls or twin flames. Now, Dr. Cunningham describes this type of soulmate as the one for whom we search, the one who makes us feel complete. At the same time, she cautions that in the twin soul is the person who appears most opposite to us and who could be both strikingly and disturbingly similar. Although life on the earth is a temporary experience, true love from the heart, soul, is not temporary. Yet we must also recognize that timing is everything when it comes to twin soul relationships. If both halves are not ready for reunification, their interaction in this life could be a volatile experience due to a strong opposition of their personalities. Thus, just because two such souls may meet in the same physical life does not mean they are meant to be together in that life. Then there's the soul union. She describes this as a difficult but beautiful concept and soul relationship, and it is marvelous that she, both authors, have introduced it to the spiritual community. Soul union is a bond between souls which begins in a physical life, has sufficient time in that life to mature, and evolves into an exceptionally strong, loving bond. It is then carried over into future physical lives, becoming stronger with each incarnation. To understand it best, you would need to read their book. However, here are some brief passages channeled by Dr. Cunningham. She says, it is the process of building a soul bridge. If there could be atoms of the soul, you are exchanging atoms of the soul. You literally have atoms. If there could be atoms for each other's soul, Now, this type of soulmate needs to take care of you in the sense that he or she needs for his or her own growth. You know that you are well. This is a soul dedicated to the growth of feeling with you, even if the two of you are really together in this specific incarnation. The souls are each a part of the other in growth to unity so that you continue to meet, continue always to affect each other. This does not mean that you have to be with them. You are essential to them on earth as he or she is to you. Okay? What pulls the two of you together is love that transcends the outer personality of this lifetime. The bond is always, you cannot break it, change it. What is to be done is just love, you know? So that's a beautiful thing. But let's talk about soulmates in general, all right? Okay, often it is our strongest soulmates who have the ability or effect to push us beyond ourselves for greater soul evolution. True wisdom must be experienced on all levels of consciousness. I know this is true intellectually, but wisdom comes when I can apply it emotionally. So what we're trying to say here is that true wisdom must be experienced on all levels of consciousness, you know, mind, body, spirit, intellectual, emotional, you know, soul and all of that. So we all know that. We all know that intellectually. But wisdom comes when we can apply that emotionally, you know, so you need to have some emotional connection. Love is the reason. And nature is our existence. We all came here to love and be loved. And love is all that matters. And we come into this physical form to interact with one another and learn to love one another irregardless to what we see. You know, there's this, the governor, it's amazing, the governor of the state of Virginia 30 years ago when he was in college. Now, I want you to know he was in medical school. They found a yearbook picture, I believe, or some type of picture with him and or another student in blackface. And one of them had on a KKK hood and robe. And they want to lynch this governor, who everyone wanted. I mean, he won big time in the state of Virginia. Now they want to lynch him for something that he did when he was in college, you know. And me, as a part of me, sure, if they want to do that, then that's all well and good. But I don't see that as something that needs to be done, because there's a lot of things that I've done in my past that I would not want to be brought to light. And I don't see anybody who has a life free of smut, you know. And so that's kind of bothering me. Maybe in some way I may be considered wrong by certain people who are looking at that. But needless to say, there was a saying that I found on Facebook which really amazed me, and basically what it was saying was, excuse me, what it said was, to quote, when they can't touch who you've become, they try to dig up who you used to be. Now, that's how I see this governor. Yeah, he was wrong. I mean, he was totally, outrageously wrong. You know? And a lot of times people don't think you can change. But some people do change. okay? And it's at a soul level, not an intellectual level, you know, not a physical level. It's at a spiritual level. And maybe he'd had a spiritual awakening somewhere along his adult years. But for them to persecute him now for something that happened in college, I think y'all need to start looking at stuff in a different light, you know? So, when you're looking at your soulmates, it is through pain that has been inflicted upon us and pain that we inflicted upon others that we will learn greater love and grow beyond insensitivity and carelessness for life in all forms. We grow and evolve in life at a rate determined by our current abilities and willingness to push through our fears. When we are feeling failure with a situation, in truth, we are probably experiencing exactly what we need to experience so that we stretch and evolve beyond who we currently are. If we incarnate and eternally conquer one single lesson, what we have learned is worth the experience until our dying day. Okay? We have the opportunity to make this life count. We draw souls to teach us something, and it is never one-sided. If we have resolved something and our partner has not, we will draw another energy to us. If he or she allows another more appropriate person or energy, well, that will come to him or her as well. So if we're not growing the way we should be with the person that we're with, hey, we have a way of spiritually bumping those people out of our lives. We may not be aware of it. We may have a breakdown over it, but it wasn't a soul connect. We may see into the deeper person, but we have to work with the personality that is who he or she is at the present moment in time. It is this personality that he or she has to live. It is what the soul is working through. The soul works through things that we on a physical plane, intellectual plane, sometimes don't understand. We may indeed have met a soulmate, but that does not always mean we will be together. Sometimes there is a tremendous gap between the spiritual and the physical. Until we become more integrated, that gap is the reality. When the soul needs to move and grow and the personality in the relationship is not moving and growing, something has to break. Sometimes the personality gets a huge jolt and change takes place. Sometimes the relationship ends to break the inner stalemate or to break an inner emotional dam. And when we finally break through, we do not go back. And, you know, we need to understand that this is not about what we want. This is about what the Creator wants. This is about what the soul wants. The soul has freedom and exits on a spiritual level in a lighter, freer realm or state of existence. But to experience that wisdom at a deeper level, we must live it in the physical, often in order to learn a lesson. We go to the opposite side. We learn through opposition. The layers. Let's talk about the layers. The physical body being the most dense. The emotional layer is less dense, similar to water. The mental layer is lighter yet, and that's similar to air. And the spiritual, the lightest, so light that we do not even perceive it in the physical. These layers are all intermeshed, all part of the same, yet have separateness. When there is a free-flowing energy moving through all the layers, blockages are less likely. We will be able to look at a situation from a mental layer, move it through the feelings, take action if needed in the physical layer, and stay connected to our spiritual awareness that there are reasons for what is happening in our lives. We can have trust that there is purpose in the spiritual dimension. You know how that goes. You sit there and something is going on and you're really feeling it and you're intellectualizing it, you know, and you're rubbing your head together and you're like, you know, and you say to yourself, like a lot of people say, this too shall pass. But that's just sometimes giving it lip service. But when you know on a deeper level that something is happening, something is happening, you know, and back to what we were saying at the beginning, whoever is present are the right people to be there. Whenever we start, it's always the right time. What happens is the only thing that could have happened. And when it is over, it's over. You know? So, the outer personality, like the body, is the vehicle the soul brings to work through the lesson. So we have a soul, and we think that the body contains the soul, but some of us have learned a long time that it's the soul that has a body. The body doesn't have the soul. The soul has the body. So when we go through these layers, once again, the physical body being the most dense, the emotional layer is the less dense, similar to water. The mental layer is the lighter yet, and it's similar to air. Spiritual, the lightest, so light that we do not even perceive it in the physical. These layers are all intermeshed, all part of the same, yet have a separateness. When there's free-flowing, free-moving through all the layers, blockages are less likely. We will be able to look at a situation from the mental, remember the mental layer, move it through the feelings, you know, like I'm looking at this stuff, you know, and now I bring it into my feelings. I'm feeling this son of a gun. Then I may take action if needed in that physical layer and stay connected to our spiritual awareness by doing the right thing, not something vindictive, not something mean, evil, and nasty, doing the right thing. Spiritual awareness. That there are reasons for what is happening in our lives. We can have trust that there is purpose in the spiritual dimension. The outer personality, like the body, is the vehicle the soul brings to work through the lessons. That's amazing. The soul brings the physical personality to work through the lessons. So the soul wants to do the lessons, and the soul brings this physical body to do them. If our spirits cannot manifest love and peace in this physical reality, we have not learned it strongly or deeply enough to live it. We have reached true wisdom when we can incorporate love and peace into our lives. Wow. So, what about these souls? Souls come back together in order to go through lessons, to learn about the issues of power, until we are able to balance and have equal power. If we reach wisdom in that issue and our partner has not, we can then draw into our life someone who has different energy. We will no longer need to focus on the power issue. The other person can continue to work on the issue, but they can continue to work on that issue with someone else as well. Okay? So that's why, you know, the souls, we come together so we can learn stuff from one another. And once one soul has learned through physical incarnation what it came here to learn from an individual, and that individual hasn't grown an inch or an iota to get the learning experience that they came here to do, well, you know what? Relationships end just like that. And some of us lay down and cry and get in the fetal position and, oh, wow, you know, until way down the line, even though you still don't know why, you have a sense, a soul sense, that it was meant to happen and you know you're not going back. So it seems physical intimacy is what we care about, even though a mental, emotional, or spiritual bond can be much more powerful than having sex with someone. No matter how enlightened, how great, how advanced the person is, one human being can only offer what he can offer, his or her perspective, his or her energy to another person. If we limit ourselves to interaction only with him or her, we are limiting ourselves to that experience, and we do that by standing at the altar saying, I agree to limit love. Now, we need to reach the point where we can say, I trust you to do what is right for your soul. That is where the trust level has to be. Otherwise, we are imposing our needs in the trust. We are saying, I trust you to do what I want you to do. In that we are saying, my trust in you is dependent upon what I think you should do out of my own need. So when there is a separation or that break between two people, if we can just stand in, I trust you to do what your soul want you to do, which is walk away and leave me. Whoa, that's deep. The soul being the guidance system, that's your guidance system. It is more expansive and moves toward unconditional love to be able to say, I trust you to do what is right for you. I trust you to do what you need for your soul growth. We can still be in the love of each other, but with greater freedom in our life journeys. So it's, you know, we can say, see ya. You know, walk away. We can walk away with tears in our eyes. But what we're saying is that, you know, this is a soul journey and the soul is in charge of the physical body. And, you know, we got to say la vie. See you later. The goal of relationships is only one, to give you what you need on your way to returning to one. Some need struggle. Some need to cling. Some need longer enduring. Some need relationship. Some take one short lesson from a soul and move on. Some need to learn what forever love is and isn't. When all the lessons are gathered, then and only then is it possible to marry in the soul's view. Marry is unit or unite at the soul level. So when we say marry, we mean to unite at the soul level. That knowledge has been taken and bastardized into what humans call marriage. Security, comfort, love, always actually, only comes with soul union. The soul union must be made on the physical plane for humans. The body must be involved. Soul union does not necessarily mean to give up your body in the next moment or the next time. So only the strongest soulmates can provide the biggest push. This does not mean our experience is going to be pleasant. The degree of difficulty is based upon our fear and rigidity. Very often, the growth experience can be wrenching. It can be heart-wrenching. It can be soul-wrenching, body-wrenching. It can be just being wrenched. It can just be wrenching, you know, to pull us out of a place where we would not otherwise go. The person who will force our growth is not going to be someone who is casual or just floating through our life. Chances are we can let them go. We can let them go out as easily as they came. This person needs to be someone who touches every corner of our being. So sometimes the cruelest person we know can be the person that was sent to kick us out of this relationship to move on to greater things. So powerful love relationships is to connection on every level. You want a powerful love relationship, it should be on the mental level. Communicate with each other on an equal basis with challenges, understanding, and acceptance. On the emotional level, allowing the freedom of each other's emotions, accepting their honesty and encouraging in their expression. Spiritually, recognizing the quality, soul level of the other person and being able to communicate through the spirit. Physically, expressing love in the physical world through our bodies, abilities, and actions, you know? So it's really amazing, these different levels that we find in our soulmates and how soulmates can come into our lifetime for different reasons and for different purposes, and they're all meant for our growth. And some of the growth needs to be harsh for us to learn that we need to go. Or sometimes it's just gentle. I'm looking at, you know, different challenges in my own world, and I'm hanging on to things that I really, really believe I need to let go. But I'm afraid to let it go. But I do know if I don't do something, if I sense that I need to let it go, something horrible can happen to make me let go. And we don't want that to happen, you know? you don't want that to happen when something horrible happens to make you let it go. You know when you need to go. You do. Oh. So last but not least, I found something very interesting. Native peoples, they talk about two-spirited people, and two-spirited people are the third sex acknowledged by Native traditions. Unlike single-spirited people, these people have both male and female orientations and dual sacred points of view in one body when they are born. Two-spirited people face an extra lesson of relating to both thought and feeling in the dream weave from both viewpoints without allowing one spirit to languish favor of the other. These unique individuals are usually bisexual, asexual, gay, or lesbian, and must learn to balance all lessons of both genders, finding inner peace by owning both sides of their natures equally, without prejudice or judgment. Wow, I thought that was a fascinating piece of information that I came across. So with that, I guess it's time for us to come to a close. The Super Bowl starts, I believe, in about 10 minutes. And I know there's a lot of you who want to get off the line and go watch Super Bowl. There's some of you who want to watch the whole entire game. There's some of you who may have it on like me because I want to watch the commercials because I find the commercials fascinating. I'm not into the game because I don't know anything about. I don't know anything about the game. But I am into commercials, and some of the commercials I really, really love. Well, with that, I won't be online until the 17th of February. Guess whose birthday that is? Mine. So, I plan to be here with you to celebrate my birthday on the 17th, and I want to say thank you for being with me and hanging out with me. It's been a real pleasure. And let me know if, let me know how I'm doing. I put up a post on Facebook because I'm going to try my best to implement, I'm going to implement donations for me to keep Blog Talk on the air. Blog Talk Radio, Inside Matters Talk, I pay for this broadcast to be on air every month, and I only do two shows. I could do a show every day for what I pay for the show to be on air. But I'm getting ready to retire from my job, and guess what? That means Dutchess will welcome some donated help to keep Blog Talk going. So if you want to help me out, you want to help each other out by continuing to have me on the air, drop a donation, $1, $2, $5. It's well appreciated. So you can either do it through PayPal at Dutchess on the Air. That's the PayPal address. Or you can send it to Waheed Sponsors, Inside Matters Talk. You can send it to Waheed, care of P.O. Box 4220, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Or you can, there are many ways. Contact me at DutchessOnTheAir@gmail.com and let me know what you think or let me know that you'd like to donate. And we can do an off-air address at your convenience. So you take care. I love everyone. Be good to yourself. And God willing, inshallah, I'll be here with you on the 17th of February. Love you all. Good night. Thank you.